Hi, this is Chris from Next Time Pressure Washing.
Hey, Chris, it's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. You asked me to follow up with you today about getting your account set up.
Yeah, I think I'm actually going to have to hold off on you guys for a little bit.
Oh, no. How come?
Just short on money.
Oh, okay. Well, if it's only coming down to dollars and cents, I might be able to do something for you along the lines of making things more affordable to kind of offset some of the money that you have going out as a new business. So thank you so much for telling me that, because I had to do something similar once before. He was a different industry. He was a startup business, a janitorial company down in Jacksonville, Florida. But he was candid enough to tell me that he only had $50 to his name. And that's because he had just...
We're pretty much at that point. Yeah.
He said he just bought a bunch of new equipment, his licensing, his storefront. So his funds were completely depleted, right? But what I was able to do was I worked out some special pricing for him, and he realized that if he threw it on his credit card, the minimum payment would only be $20 for the month anyway. So, you know, he had to stretch himself tremendously just to try the program. But the cool thing is not only did he see activity within his first month, even before his statement came in, the program had already funded itself. So I would be willing to see if I could get that.
I was just going to say, that would be great. Put it on a credit card. Kind of seeing activity in the first month. Like, do I expect to get jobs from you guys, or is it more of, you know?
So first page placement typically takes 45 to 60 days, so it's usually the second month where the program really pops. However, that time frame is also dependent on you. So if you got your client interview knocked out right away and you got the pictures over for Google verification right away, chances are you're going to get published a lot quicker. And the Facebook ads, they launch within the first 2 weeks anyway. So I always tell people you're obviously going to see activity within your first month because we start the programming right away, but it is the second month that the program really pops. That's when it comes to full fruition, you know? So, but if I could get this authorized for you, what it would do is it would waive your setup fee for you altogether, and it would reduce your monthly fee down to just $249. So that would actually save you $150 today, plus it would save you $50 each month moving forward. And I think that $249, if you were to calculate it out, it comes to only $8 a day, you know, to increase your business.
So a couple of questions. We actually have a Facebook marketing agency that's doing our Facebook ads right now. And we also have someone that's going to be doing our Google ads. So I probably would really only want, like, the ranking. And then also, if all these other companies are trying to get ranked, how can we be ranked ahead of them? There's a few other companies that are all trying to get ranked also. Like, everyone can't be on the first page.
You're right. So we're a premier partner to Google, right? So when we place a business online, we have a support staff on site at Google. So if there's any hiccups in getting them ranked, we have that extra support staff, because it takes hundreds and hundreds of hours of programming, content creation, manual submissions, backlinks, trusted citations in order to get a business on the first page. And sometimes people start the process and they just don't have time to invest in that much programming, and then they end up, you know, never getting there. So, you know, that's the nice thing is when you acquire our services, you have a team of technicians here where every time a new algorithm update comes through Google, they go in and they update your information and they refresh your data, and you can assure that you'll never fall off the first page. Now, that $249 pricing, if I get it approved for you, it does include a small budget to run the Facebook ads. However, if you already have an agency doing that, we could take the Facebook ads off, and that would lower the subscription to $199 without the Facebook ads. So,
gotcha.
You know, yeah, and that, I think, if you calculate it out, it comes to only, like, what, $6 a day to increase your business. And, you know, keep in mind, it is a month-to-month subscription, so it's fully cancelable at any time if you're not happy, although I know that you'll never cancel because you're absolutely going to love it, you know, and no one ever would cancel on profit, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, I mean, in order to do it, I'd have to send out the request and explain your situation, and, of course, I'll get either an approval or a denial on it. But if I did get the approval to get everything going for just $199 out the door, I'm sure that that's more than fair enough to give you the opportunity to try this so you can see how well it works, right?
Yeah, that actually sounds a little more interesting. I'm trying to think. So can you tell me exactly again what I was getting? Backlink, the ranking.
Yep.
All of that stuff.
Yep.
And then also, I'm currently having the Google profile verified. It's literally taken a month and a half. I have another group that's trying to accelerate it. It's just not happening. So if you guys aren't going to be doing the Google verification, does that lower the cost at all?
No, but what we would do is have you add us as a manager to that profile, so that we can get with Google and find out what the problem is and get it verified for you in a much faster manner. And then we, once it's verified, we optimize that page to show on the first page. Because if any time we have a client we bring on board, if they've already started a Google business profile or if they already have one that's verified, we can't create a new one because that would be a duplicate and that would hurt your rankings. Right? So we would just simply ask you to add us as a manager to it, and then we would help you get it verified a lot quicker, you know, with our support staff at Google. What's been the hiccup? A month and a half seems a long time to get it verified. Have they been having you do, like, a video verification and film the building and that kind of stuff? Or
I did a video verification about a month ago. They denied it for whatever reasons. We did another video verification a week and a half ago, 2 weeks ago. And I guess it's just waiting. The company that I'm using to help us get it verified really isn't doing it. Like, apparently if this gets denied, the next step is to do, like, a video call with Google so they can verify it there. But
yep.
I mean, I don't know how long that's going to take. And it's...
Yeah, it sounds like they're not really in a, like, high priority time-wise, you know, because usually when you do those video verifications, Google will let you know within like 7 days whether it's approved or not. And if you did that a month ago and they were just telling you now that you had to do it again, you know, or a couple weeks ago, it seems like that's not a high priority to them. Do you have access to that page where you could add us as a manager if you came on board, or did they create it for you?
I think I can access the page and add y'all.
Okay, good. That would be good.
Because I paid them $400 to get this thing going. And,
no.
I mean, it's pretty, I'm about to call them back and get a refund.
You should.
If that's possible. I mean, it's ridiculous. So.
Well, you could definitely dispute it with your bank if they give you a hard time with it, just because, like, it doesn't seem like they're making it high priority, right? Because they should be in contact with you as soon as Google contacts them, and that's how our department is, you know, if we submit something today and Google tells us today, okay, it's been submitted, it's going to be 5 days, then we let you know that right away. We don't just call you a month later and say, oh, by the way, it didn't stick, and you have to do it again, you know? So, yeah, we would definitely be on top of it. So, yeah, if you're comfortable with it, I'll definitely approach my director and explain the situation and try to get that, you know, rate approved for you. And then the nice thing about it is you would be grandfathered into it where it would never go up. So down the road, when you grow your business, it's not going to matter if you take on 5 clients in a month or if you grow your business and you take on 50 clients in a month. Either way, you're still paying that same flat rate. You know what I mean?
Gotcha. Gotcha. Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah, I'd love if you could try and get that approved. And then I'm going to call this group right now and see what the hell's going on.
Yeah, I'm sorry to hear that. I hear that a lot where people get entangled with companies like that. And the problem is success on the internet is all about working with the right company. And I've been with this company for 13 years, and you'd be surprised. I've heard all kinds of horror stories over the year where it's been like two guys in a basement that get together and decide to do programming, and they don't really know what they're doing. And then people pay them a lot of money, you know, or there's a company that was outsourcing calls to India and the Philippines where if you try to get a hold of them, it's almost impossible to reach them, you know. So you have to be very careful, and it sounds like, you know, whoever you're dealing with, maybe they just don't have that much experience. But the nice thing is we can get that fixed for you for sure, you know. So let me just see here.
And that would free up some money also, huh?
Yeah, for you, if you get that back, right?
Yeah. Okay. As soon as I get off the phone, I'm going to call them.
Okay. Yeah, so I'm just waiting. I usually hear back anywhere from 90 seconds to 2 minutes because we work on a GChat system throughout the office. So I'll just verify a couple of things with you and see if he responds. So let's just see here.
I can wait.
Yeah, okay, perfect. I was just... The last name is F-I-E-R-T as in Tom, E-K. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, perfect. And then if everything goes well, I will send you a confirmation email. So I'm assuming we would use the one that you put on the form initially, which was chris@nextgenpressurewashing.com.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Now, this is the phone number you'd like to have displayed on Google.
682-365-3342.
Yes.
Yes.
Is that correct? Okay. Is there a secondary line for internal purposes, or does everything go through the main number?
Everything should go through that number.
Perfect. Okay. Now, when you did your video verification and they're trying to get that, did you use 501 St. James Court in Southlake, or did you use a different address?
What do you mean by did we use?
Well, usually Google...
Were we at the location, right?
Well, basically, are you using that 501 St. James Court as your business address?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, perfect. That's
yeah,
all
and
I
that is on the profile. We do have a physical address, I guess, versus, like, not...
Okay, so that's the physical address?
Yes.
Or not. Okay, that is. Okay, perfect. So, and then for the listing, do you want it to say Next Gen Pressure Washing, or do you want to add in Inc. or LLC, anything like that? What's your thoughts there?
Just Next Gen, one word, pressure washing.
Okay. Yeah, I like it better like that. You'd be surprised how many people tell me, I have an LLC and I have to have it up there. And I tell them, that's fine. It's a preference. We can do it. But my main thought is when people see you, they're going to be more concerned that you're local and you're credible and you can get the job done, whether than if you have an LLC on there or not, you know. So I like it when it's just simple and just the business name. I think it looks much better, you know, much more credible. So, okay, give me a second because my light is blinking. Let me just double check and see here. Oh, excellent. Okay, so he's approving it. He said, go ahead and enroll this client in the friends and family pricing. Get everything going for $199 out the door. Oh, and he said to wish you a very profitable year. That was awesome. So give me a second here because I have to just make a price adjustment and activate this promo code that he sent me. And then I can secure the position for you using a debit or a credit card. What works best?
Okay, so quick question. Is it going to charge it right away, or you just need a card?
It would charge it right away, and then I would create a client interview where my technician would call you either later today or tomorrow and go over your keywords, your service area, linking your website, and getting you placed.
Gotcha. Okay, so let me double check because I think all of my credit cards have zero credit.
Oh, I see.
So I may have to call the bank and make a payment, and then I have to do it over the phone with my debit card so it goes through right away. But then I will be good. So I
okay.
can maybe put you on hold.
Yeah, I don't mind waiting if you want to do that. That's fine.
Yeah, it shouldn't take more than like 5 minutes.
You got it. Okay, I'll wait for you, Chris. No worries at all.
Okay, I will give them a call right now and clear up some credits, and then I'll have you charge it. I need $200 available.
Yeah, it's just $199 flat. There's no surcharges or taxes or fees or anything like that. So just the $200 would cover it because it would be $199 that we're charging.
Gotcha. Okay, yeah. Let me call the bank really quick, and I'll put you on hold.
Sure, no problem. Take your time.
Okay. Hi, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you, Chris.
Okay, you better charge that card quick before the credit goes. I will get that information.
Okay, I do have a lady that does that too. It's so funny. She'll call me and she'll say, oh, when it was her month to pay, she'll say, charge it quick before someone else does. You know, it's the funniest thing, but I get it. So, So 1 second here. I just got to go back to the billing and then, okay, I'm ready when you are. Go ahead.
Okay, I'm pulling it up. 1 sec.
Yeah, no problem.
Austin, it's right here. So the credit card number is 5466-1604.
Uh-huh. Got it.
8076.
Okay.
7951.
7951. Expiration?
0628.
628. And then the code?
718.
718. And is it still the St. James Court for the billing address, or is it a P.O. box or a different address?
It's going to be a different one.
Okay, what's the billing address, please?
12816 mm-hmm. Outlook Avenue.
Got it.
Fort Worth, Texas.
Mm-hmm.
76244.
76244. Okay. So I'll go through a quick voice verification recording with you, and that will outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an extra form of protection for you. And then I'll create the appointment for my technician to call you to do the client interview. And some of this is a little repetitive of what I just asked you. It's going to have you repeat your business name and whatnot, so just bear with me. Oh, by the way, I just got the green light on the payment, so I was able to grab it before it went away. So,
cool.
So that's good.
Cool.
Yeah. So, but what this says is to ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Next Gen Pressure Washing.
Thank you. And then please state your name and title with the company.
Chris Biertek, owner.
And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business?
Yes.
Okay. You're also an authorized user on the billing of the account, correct?
Yes.
Okay. To get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yeah.
Okay. And then in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Sure.
Okay. So your payment for the initial term and account setup was charged today, August 5th, in the non-refundable amount of just $199. When your term is complete, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the fifth day in the amount of $199. You may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support. To prevent charges for your next month of service, contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. Do you agree to the renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay, excellent. So that concludes the voice verification recording. Now, we're triply booked for the rest of the day. However, we do have a 4 o'clock, which is coming up in, 20 minutes or so. If that's too tight, you can tell me what's open tomorrow, and we can schedule it.
No, let's actually do that.
Let's
and
grab it. Okay.
Time to call,
the other.
Yeah.
Okay. You got it. So I'm grabbing that appointment, and even though it says in my calendar it's at 4, I'm going to block out an entire hour. The client interview is only going to take maybe 20, 30 minutes or so, but I want to block out the whole hour, and that's just in case they call you at 4:15 or so. Don't panic. They will be calling you sometime within that hour, okay? Lastly, since I got you special pricing that's not available to the general public, I just want you to go in there and acknowledge it with your e-signature. So did you get a text from me right now that says thank you for choosing Local Splash?
I will check.
You probably got a couple of texts, but I think it might have been the first or the second one that you got. It'll say, Chris, thank you for choosing Local Splash.
Yes.
Okay, there's a link in that one that says click here to accept your subscription terms.
Mm-hmm.
So all you have to do is open the link, and then when that page loads, you just scroll to the bottom. There's going to be two little boxes that you have to check. One to show that you're authorized, the second to show that you receive text messages.
Mm-hmm.
And then after you do that, you plug your name in and hit confirm signature. If it goes through, it will ask, is it asking you for a username and password, by the way?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, good. Okay. That means it went through. So you don't have to worry about the username and password because that's already in your welcome email. But if you see that, then that's a good sign. Like I said, you know it went through. Okay. So other than that, the first email that you're getting from our support team that will say action needed pictures for Google verification, table that one right now because you don't have to send in those pictures until we find out what's going on with the Google page. So just take the fresh one that I sent you that says important, please add us to your Google business profile. And as long as you can get in and add us, then we can get with our verification team and figure out how to get it verified right away, okay?
Okay, sounds great.
All right.
I will go ahead and call that other company.
Sounds perfect. Okay, and then I'm my extension is 777. My name again is Tina. So you have the customer support number on those text messages. If you ever needed an update or a billing question or anything like that, you can hit option one and anyone that answers can help you. But of course, if you ever want to talk to me, just put in that 777 and it'll ring back to my desk, okay?
Gotcha. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome, Chris. I'm so glad that it worked out. Have a very successful year with the program. I know that you'll absolutely be thrilled with it. And then stand by. My technician will be calling you around 4 o'clock, okay?
Awesome. I appreciate it. Thank you.
No problem. You too. Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.